Chapter 2. The Test. Rose and the Mirror. Not long after the king left, Rose became bored with the hard work of building a castle and decided to go for a walk in the forest instead.
"Ebony, Hazel, you've got to come see this."
Ebony and Hazel came running. Rose was standing in front of a large piece of glass with a golden frame. They didn't know what it was, but they realized they could see their images when they looked into the glass. They had never seen their reflections before. Ebony stood in front of the mirror and smiled at her long, silky black hair and slender frame. She noticed her eyes were a striking blue, and her facial features seemed perfectly formed. Rose looked at herself in the mirror and frowned. She had plain brown hair that didn't shimmer and shine in the sunlight the way Ebony's did, and plain brown eyes that were not as striking as Ebony's. Her figure was not as slender as Ebony's either. When it was Hazel's turn to look into the glass, she frowned as well. Compared to her sisters, she was perhaps the plainest of the princesses. Months passed. Rose became a frequent visitor to the mirror in the forest. She searched the village for the softest silks and finest jewelry to try to make herself more beautiful. But every time she went to the mirror, she was unhappy with her reflection. Before long, Rose had made many friends in the village, and she became involved in so many activities that she rarely had time to work on her castle. Occasionally, she would remember her father's request and his promise that he would return. She knew he would come again, and she wanted to build him a castle, but sometimes it was hard to fit it in with everything else she wanted to do. "Tomorrow I will work on my castle," she thought. But as her long list of to-dos grew every day, she only worked on her castle sporadically and half-heartedly. Spending time with her friends was much more fun, and there was always something entertaining happening in the village. At times, she felt a deep longing for her father. But most of the time, she was too busy to read the book her father had left, and eventually, the longing went away. And the mirror in the forest became a bit of an obsession. She just couldn't stay away from it.